So would it be?
Which they do, because I'm here a lot of times at night, and I see somebody come in, drop off a passenger, and go.
Yeah, but I mean, I see those in flight awareness, not, there's some, but not a huge amount.
Garrett, you don't catch very many of ours, do you?
No, I don't do anything with you guys.
But not all our customers, are blocked. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys track your customers? Is there some database? Or
We don't have a database on it. We've got schedules of when aircraft come in and when they leave, and when they might go out for a flight test. I mean, we have a pretty good.
Yeah, there was a 737 doing touch and goes. No, not touch and goes, but pattern work about a month ago. We did 3 or 4. There's 8 operations right there.
So could we add those numbers to what you get from Garrett?
Yeah, we can keep start updating. It's not going to get us there. There's still a lot of work to do. We're going to have to increase over what we're actually doing now. There's just no way.
I'm going back to the military question. I mean, if we had to go to National Guards out of state, what aircraft would comply? You say the C-130.
The F-16s are not going to come here because they need 7,000.
Right. That's where, I mean, that's...
You better hurry.
You want to buy his gas?
I think the county would buy his gas. We'd make it gas to 500, you know?
I don't think looking at the group of aircraft and planes they have here, I don't know if I could do it to B-25.
Does that
might accelerate the stop distances or
the Harrier
all within 5,000.
Does the Harrier need that much runway?
No. Harrier doesn't need any runway.
Yeah, I think so, but for normal, not a vertical landing. But
normal landings, no, he gets in and out of St. Mary's, and they're less than 4. Mm-hmm.
What about okay.
It's tight for him, unless he can do...
A-10s?
A-10s from Maryland Guard, but A-10s coming nowhere near the accelerated stop distances that Jim's talking about.
Right.
The A-10s are very high short performance, distance, short distance. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what the problem is? I mean, what this is just an update on where we stand with all this. Email me some stuff, some suggestions, and if you got.
I mean, I'm not done with my questions here yet on the military. I mean, if we come up with some, is that something the county would look at pursuing? Is touching base with other National Guard units and say, hey, we really appreciate you coming in.
We are working with the National Guard.
Delaware National Guard.
Oh, that would count.
Yeah, I mean,
but to Jim's thing, we are working with them, but it's a 130, and he says that doesn't matter. But I feel like any kind of traffic that comes in here is going to breed more economic development, more people stopping by, and gives us a better chance of getting the kind of planes we want if we have more activity out here besides selling fuel and all that. But the King Farm is trying to build an emergency storage facility over. That doesn't have to do with airplanes, but what they're doing is they're working with the National Guard to have the storage facility, which brought in Dell Tech, because National Guard wants to recruit Dell Tech nursing and airframe maintenance people. So what they were talking about is possibly having a recruiting mechanism where the 130s would pick people up in Sussex County, take them up to Newcastle where they do all that training and stuff, and then bring them back here at the end of that weekend or 2 weeks or whatever, and get some activity. So that's where we've gone so far, but it's the 130, so they don't meet that big plane requirement. Yeah. But we are getting activity here, and we have been working with the National Guard group where they're storing, or had been storing, some trucks and things down the end. So we've got a really good relationship with the National Guard because happened at one major General Broomall has a summer house down here, so that's how all that got turned up. So we are working with them and trying to get activity here for recruiting purposes for them, as well as for Delta graduates, as well as for this storage facility to move that forward. So that's the activity we've been dealing with on the private side, and then to positively affect the airport.
We'd like the Delaware National Guard would like to have more of a presence here in Georgetown at the airport. And also it would be an emergency, as Julie said, emergency facility when there is, if there ever is a bad northeaster or hurricane, whatever, this would be a hub. The airports would be a hub.
True.
And if we had